can you guys give us the backstory on Venom? How that all happened?
Venom was he was very challenging for us because, as you know, it's not all about the toy. It's actually more about how that character interacts in the game. And when we first started working on Venom, we were having a hard time finding a rig that matched him well. And so initially we started out where he was more on a Captain America rig. And you imagine Venom on that type of proportions, and he just wasn't working out very well. And it wasn't until we got him so that he was more on a Hulk rig and really blew him up and made him massive that he really started to become who we ought to become.
There was a version of Venom that I saw. Venom is one of my favorite Marvel characters. There's a version of Venom that I saw that was cool, but it wasn't perfect. And then I remember walking into John Diesta's office, who's one of our lead artists on Infinity, and seeing him doodling with playing around with Venom's proportions to make him more on the scale of Hulk. And I remember freaking out and being like, that's it. And then running down to Jeff's office to tell him how great it was, and then Jeff laughing at me because of how excited I get about things. And then I remember Jeff laughing and being, yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know if we'll be able to get it done, though. And, just being, you know, not only do I get the amazing opportunity to work on this, I'm also such a huge fan of everything that our team at Avalanche does. So I remember that story very, very well. It's near and dear to my heart because of how Venom would come to life inside of the game as a result of John's just doodle creating him as on that Hulk rig.